Okay, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. First, thank you for this valuable service you provide every week. You know, we just can't get this kind of information anywhere else. You had talked about the testing your nitric oxide levels with the saliva strips and then
Yes,
taking the
sir.
L-citrulline. Yeah, so I'd gotten the strips, I tested, and mine was showing as depleted, pretty much the bottom of the chart.
Oh,
It
you poor guy.
all the way down. And so I started taking the L-citrulline. You mentioned start with 1 gram a day, so I did that. I tested in a couple weeks just to see if any change, and it was still showing depleted. So I went ahead and increased to 2 grams a day, like you were saying, increase. And I waited 4 weeks, which is today, and I tested again, and it's still showing depleted. So I guess I'll go to 3 grams, but am I waiting long enough, you know, after I start, you know, or I make a change?
You're definitely waiting long enough, sir. And if you don't show anything at 3 grams, then what has to come to mind is that although L-citrulline is definitely the precursor for nitric oxide, it, like any other thing, has to be metabolized. And what that means is that there are other cofactors that go to work on the L-citrulline to get it to turn into nitric oxide. And you may be missing one of those cofactors. Now, it would be hard to tell you which it might be, but nature can do that. If you don't get anywhere with the 3 grams of L-citrulline, go looking for some beet powder. Now, those are being pushed a lot. One of the very popular national radio shows, the host is literally in his advertisements hammering on a certain kind of beet powder. And the reason they're so popular is that beets do contain a lot of nitrates to begin with, but beets also have all the other things it would take to help that L-citrulline turn into nitric oxide. So you might add some beet powder and see if that doesn't make a difference. And if all of that doesn't work, then, and I will shut up shortly, but if all of that doesn't work, check with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because you would be a very, very unique person if your body didn't make nitric oxide. And we need to find out why.
Yeah, and I've had plenty of unique health conditions over the years, so I wouldn't be surprised. So after I say I do the 3 grams, you're thinking 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. When do I
Oh,
really retest?
3 weeks is plenty, sir.
3 weeks is plenty. All right,
Yeah, at least to
and then
show a
go from there.
change. Yeah, at least to
Yeah, they
show a
start
change.
moving up the scale.
There you go.
It hasn't moved at all. Oh, well, thank you very much. And also, thank you for you were. It was great to hear you discussing Bill Cham's product on Truth About Cancer, and that was just amazing to see that eat skin cancer cells and leave healthy cells alone. That was something amazing to watch. I
Bill is
appreciate
just,
your information on that.
you're welcome, and Bill is just a research genius. I'm so glad he found it. And it's so sad that when a company on the East Coast of the United States was selling that same product, although not from Bill, they got fined $2 million because they hadn't paid the bribe. Oops, excuse me, the fees to FDA to get it, quote, approved, unquote.
Oh, we know that story, don't we? Oh, sad.
Yep.
All right, but I tell everyone I know about it who says, you know, the dermatologist wants a cut on that spot on my arm. I was like, well, you know, Dr. Wright talked about this. You know, read up on it. So it's great. Thank you
I'm
very
glad.
much for all that.
You're welcome, and I'm being in Florida. I'm glad you have that information to give to everybody, sir.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate your information. I keep passing it on. All
Okay.
right. Thank you, Dr. Wright. You take care.